This is Carla Lopez, and you're listening to Rebel Music on Cultural Manifesto. Me llamo Carla Lopez, y estás escuchando a Música Rebelde, el Manifesto Cultural. Rebel Music explores the relationship between music and activism in Indiana and around the globe. My guest this week is the Chicana activist, artist, and art educator, Alejandra Carrillo. She creates art under the pen name El Rayonadero, which translates to The Scribbler. Alejandra is a first-generation Mexican-American immigrant based in Indianapolis. She's a recent graduate of the Heron School of Art and Design. Alejandra's artwork illustrates the stories of marginalized people in America and depicts iconic figures in Mexican history, like the Adelitas, women who joined the Mexican Revolution in the early 1900s and challenged gender roles of the era. Alejandra's work has been featured in many prominent spaces in Indiana, including the Ida Jorg Museum and the Indianapolis Museum of Art at Newfields. Let's join our conversation with Alejandra Carrillo. Alejandra, thank you so much for being with us today. We are going to listen to some music and talk about your work as an artist and as an activist. From what I understand, you're a first-generation Chicana. Your parents are originally from Chihuahua, Mexico, and you grew up in Kansas?
Yeah.
But you eventually moved to Indiana. Can you tell me more about your background?
Like you mentioned, I was born in Kansas, and I don't have a lot of memories from when I lived there, but, you know, as a kid, you, like, imagine everything is, like, awesome, so what I do have is, like, really special, and then we moved here when I was, like, in grade school, and, yeah, I've lived in Indiana most of my life. I consider myself a Hoosier, so, yeah, it's been up and down, but, you know, that's kind of how it goes with, like, immigrant families. Like, we kind of move around, try to figure out where we can call home and go from there. But overall, it's been great. Yeah.
And you incorporate Mexican and indigenous culture and history into your art. In your own words, your most recent work centers the plight of indigenous women, striking back at a system designed to hold them at the bottom of society or even out of sight. Why did you decide to focus on these themes?
I feel like when it comes to activism and defending people that are oppressed, I feel like it comes down to the people that are oppressed the most. And I feel like women of color are really indicative of that because they're the most underrepresented. And when it comes to trying to change that and bring justice to the systems that are built for us to fail, it's up to us, kind of, to change that. And I took a lot of inspiration from, like, Soldadera women and Adelita women, and that imagery kind of empowers me to feel, like, a little bit stronger in my activism and a little bit more confident in who I make work for and what I make work about and what I want to say through that. So it's a need to kind of see these people that usually don't have power hold all of the power and be the main subjects.
Your artwork is political, but you weren't always outspoken about social issues. What role would you say that art played in developing your perspective on political and social issues?
I feel like before I started making artwork like this, I was very afraid of who I was in, like, the position, like, I held in society. I was a kid, but I realized that even though, like, me, Alejandra, was scared of, like, kind of bringing up the stuff that really, like, bothered me, I feel like there was a need for it, and I feel like my art was, like, a great vehicle for me to kind of find that strength and say, like, man, I don't care, like, what people have to say. If you don't like it, you don't have to support it. But yeah, I feel like I always say, like, El Rayonadero, my tag is, like, my alter ego, kind of like my other persona that I take on when I make work, because I feel like she's really brave and she doesn't really care what kind of backlash or censorship she faces. But like Alejandra's still very much like getting there, you know, like I like to channel that kind of energy to make artwork, but I'm still working like every day to try to get a little bit more kind of unapologetic and confrontational when it comes to like the things that really bother me and I feel like should change.
Tell me more about El Rayonadero and your name.
Yeah, so I first came up with it because I was like, well, I think it's kind of cool when the Mexican women that worked, that served in during the Mexican Revolution, some of them took on like male roles and even went to be like generals and really respected soldiers in the war. And they had to kind of put on a mask and act like men during the revolution to be able to hold that respect from them. I really like how like it's not like me, but it's like I become something else when I'm doing this. So I kind of like that about it. I also just like when I was little, my dad would like see me drawing and he would be like, oh, ya vas a empezar con tu rayonadero, you know, like your chicken scratches, your scribbles. And that kind of was the start of like this word that I'm like, man, this is what I do. So I'm just going to take ownership of that. So that's where it kind of stems from.
And you were recently commissioned to paint a mural outside of the Mexican consulate alongside artist Joy Hernandez. The design incorporates both Indianapolis culture and Mexican culture. Can you tell me more about that project?
Yeah, so the consulate really wanted to use unifying elements between Mexico and Indiana. And if you really think about it, there's like a lot of stuff that ties us together, like the corn and all these traditions that we have. But I'm really glad that I was given that opportunity. And especially here where I feel like Latina visibility is very low. And I mean, it's better towards like in the city, but it definitely where I grew up, it wasn't super prominent. And I feel very proud to be able to say that I have my artwork out in public, especially in like a building that is so pivotal to like the immigrant population here. So, yeah.
It's gorgeous. It's vibrant. You guys did an amazing job.
Thank you.
And on that note, you brought some music to share with us today. The first song that you brought is Tristes Recuerdos by Ramon Ayala y sus Bravos del Norte. Mm-hmm. Can you tell us why this song is meaningful to you?
Yeah, so this was my grandma's favorite song, and I feel like that's why it became my dad's favorite song. Mm-hmm. It's like a part of a lot of our culture as like immigrant families is holding on to memories. And since my parents couldn't grow up to be adults with their parents, mm-hmm. it's kind of like amor eterno. It's like our amor eterno. It's reminiscent of like that person that you need to have with you. I find that when my grandma passed and my dad couldn't go to Mexico to see her, I found him like listening to this song a lot, and I feel like it's important in my family because it reminds you of like the people you need to have near you, and even though you're not near them, you always try to communicate with them somehow and keep that relationship strong. And that's something that I really envy, is like I feel like I never had a good relationship with my grandparents because of that distance, but having like music and songs like these is like a way that I feel close to them in a way, and I remember the little bits that I do have of them, and it's really special.
El tiempo pasa. Y aunque trato
the next song we're going to listen to is The Taker's Story by Chicano Batman. They're a really unique band, you know, based out of Los Angeles, that mixes Latin American sounds with psychedelic music and soul. I understand this song, this music, had a big influence in you. Can you tell me more about that?
Yeah, I mean, that whole album is, I feel like it's important to my transition between, like, making art just because I wanted to and making art for, like, a purpose. And when I found Chicano Batman is when I kind of started, like, finding more purpose in the stuff that I wanted to say and the artwork I wanted to make. And that song specifically, I just feel like was the beginning of everything. I'm not a person that listens to lyrics, but when I do, I have, like, this aha moment where I'm like, oh, my gosh, like, why didn't I listen? Like, I'm always kind of just, like, a music kind of girl, and I listen to the instruments and, like, the bass line, and then I listen to this, the lyrics of this song, and I was taken aback because I was like, well, this is what I always wanted to make artwork about. And like, they do it so seamlessly where they embed these messages with this like really nice song that has a great bass line, and I'm like, well, why can't I do that? And it's called The Taker's Story because it's just the story of colonization and how everything has been taken away from indigenous people, and it's just a cycle, and it's so animalistic in its nature, but it's also so like detrimental to like the earth itself, like all of this consumption and all. It just goes into a lot of different things. It's a really long song, but I really enjoy it just because it started a lot of creative thinking for me, and I just really like that band a lot.
They're gone, he kills the competitors of its foods, food too. I'm talking about the birds, the aphids, the insects, and the trees.
And the next song that you brought to share is Matilda by the British singer Harry Styles. Can you tell me more about this song and why you picked it?
Yeah, well, I'm a OG directioner, so I just really enjoy Harry Styles. But when he came out with this song, I was like, this is the song for first generation, like, first daughters of immigrant families. Like, this is our song. And, like, it makes me, like, cry, but it also makes me, like, so proud to, like, be who I am, as hard as it is to be, like, the eldest daughter and, like, hold all of these, like, generational cycles and traumas. It's like there's so much strength in that, and like you can take all of this that you were given and turn it into something and really just like start a new cycle. And I think that's beautiful. And I feel like that song, like Harry's like talking to us directly, and he's like, hey, you have all of this that happened to you, but that doesn't matter. Like, and it makes it sound like we're unappreciative of like our families, but I like to think of it I feel like we're naturally supposed to give so much as the eldest women. And there comes a point where we have to come to our senses and be like, well, who am I? And how can I start my own life without feeling guilty of like not being there for my family? And that's a very hard thing to come to. But I feel like in that song, like he's telling you, like, it's okay. And, like, you have to become your own person at some point, and they're going to be fine.
You were riding your bike to the sound of it's no big deal. And you're trying to lift off the ground on those old two wheels. Nothing about the way that you were treated ever seemed especially alarming till now. So you tie up your hair and you smile like it's no big deal. You can let it go,
You can throw a party full of everyone you know. And the final song we're going to hear is called Ovarios by the late Mexican-American vocalist Jenny Rivera. You told me that Jenny Rivera's music has influenced your art. Can you tell me more about that, please?
Yeah. Jenny Rivera, I just identify so much with her because she is a Chicana artist, but, like, she makes so much music and really artwork for Mexican people and, like, the stuff we go through and stuff. And I feel like I need to channel her a lot when I make artwork that is a little bit stronger. And every time that I'm depicting, like, an Adelita woman, I always find myself, like, playing her music because I'm like, oh, I'm going to draw this badass girl with, like, guns and, like, stuff. And I just feel like I need to put her music on. And it just puts me in that energy. And it puts me in the right mindset to make that kind of artwork. And I feel like it's just, she's, like, the OG, like, feminist. Like, you don't really think about it, but a lot of, like, machista men don't like her because of all the stuff she says in her songs. But, I mean, men have been making music like that for centuries and nobody's batted an eye. Mm. And I feel like there's just been so much that Jenny had reached, and she's torn down so many walls. And I feel like if I could channel her or be like her one day, it would be so cool. Yeah, so, yeah.
Dicen que viene la jefa, miren cómo estoy temblando. No sé de quién serán jefas si nadie les hace caso. Y las que dicen ser reinas son de un pueblo abandonado. Si fue el Señor de los cielos el que me puso en el puesto, no me quitarán del medio. Eso yo sí se lo apuesto. La señora está rifando.
Do you have any final thoughts that you want to share or talk about anything else that I haven't asked you about?
Yeah. Try to support, like, local artists, you know, especially minority artists. There's not a lot of us, but the people that are there are super true and genuine, and I feel like it's so needed to just have a community so that we can keep making art, and especially for, like, Latinos, like, I feel like if you can support us, like, all year round, not, like, only during Hispanic Heritage Month, that would be so amazing. You know, we exist 12 months out of the year, not just one, and yeah, so just try to support us so that we can do something. I don't know. It would be super nice. That's pretty much it.
Yeah, and if our listeners wanted to learn more about your work, they can find you on Instagram at El Rayonadero. That's your handle. Where else can they find your work?
That's pretty much it. I'm in the process of making myself a website. But yeah, it's El Rayonadero with two L's, not a Y, because I'm a no sabo kid. So. But yeah.
Well, thank you so much for being here with us today. I've been a really great fan of your work ever since I met you last year during Cosechas Un Verano Sin Licencias fundraiser. And I look forward to supporting your work and seeing what else you do in Indianapolis. And
thank you so much.
Thank you again.
Yeah, thank you.
My guest this week has been the Chicana activist, artist, and art educator, Alejandra Carrillo. You can find Alejandra's art on Instagram at El Rayonadero, ElRayonadero. Stay tuned to Cultural Manifesto for future editions of Rebel Music. Rebel Music is produced by Kyle Long and hosted and co-produced by me, Carla Lopez Owens. Thank you for listening.